So we finished Purim, Baruch Hashem. Let's hope all of our avodah was neskavu v'ratzon. Shnei avinu shel b'shamayim. And immediately after Purim, we read about the Shviras Haluchos. So is there some type of a connection between the Shviras Haluchos and Purim? Torah begins with the following statement, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz. And Rashi writes, Bereshis Bara, Ein HaMikra Ze Omer Ela Dershuni. This pasuk is very ambiguous. And it's calling out to us and it's saying Darshuni. And then Rashi tells us, there's a drash in Chazal, Bereshis Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra, Reshis Darko Bishvil Yisrael, that they're called Reshis to also. And the Rashi goes on to say, "Vim bas of the farsha kipshuto." This is how you would explain it. So Rashi mentions in this concept called Darshuni two possibilities of what it means. Bereshis. It's quite clear from Rashi, Bereshis, that letter Beis, is serving the purpose of Bishvil. Bishvil Reshis. That there's a Reshis called Torah. There's a Reshis called Yisrael. And we spent time recently with these ideas of what it means. The purpose of creation, which is alluded to in the Haskala, Soif Maisa, the Machshava Tchila. There's a fascinating medrash. This medrash is Tanna Dvei Eliyahu. This is in Perek Dalid, Simin Ches. Va'amrli Revi, or some say that Eliyahu Navi is speaking, and he says, "Shnei dvarim yesh belavi." I should rephrase that. Eliyahu Navi is asked. There's two things in this world which I love them. Ba'ani oyevam belavi avag mura. And I love them completely with all my heart. And they are Torah and Yisrael. Aval eini yodea eizeh mehem kodem. I don't know which is first. Amarti libini, so Eliyahu Navi responded, Darkan shel bnei adam ayemi matorah kama. The many think that the Torah is loved first before Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, because it says, Hashem kanani reishis darko. Aval ani oimer, says Eliyahu Navi, Yisrael kodmu. Shenemar, kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Reishis tu also. Now down here, in the Shaila Mora, he quotes from the Tu V'chaim B'Shem Zekukin Denura that Torah is called Tu V'Lechem. So Kodesh Yisrael Hashem means Reishis tu also, that Klal Yisrael even precedes Torah, which is called Tu. Mashal Amelach Shehailo Ishu Banim B'Secha Bayis. And he says, as a mashal, a king who has a wife and children inside of his house. And he writes an igeres to that place, to that address, in which his wife and children are living there. And he says, Ilmali ishtu banai shali, if not for you, my wife and my children, that you give me nachas ruach in this house, I would destroy the whole place. So too, Hashem says, if not for Klal Yisrael, there would be no world. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis tu aso. Hashem kanani reishis darko. This is supposed to be a mashal that Klal Yisrael and the importance of Klal Yisrael to the world precedes even that of Torah. Now it's very interesting that this is presented to Eliyahu Navi as a suffix. I don't know. I do know that Hashem Yisborach loves Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu more than anything, but I don't know to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves most. To Klal Yisrael or the Torah? And that's like a teiku. And every teiku is presented to Eliyahu Navi. And Eliyahu Navi is Megala, as only Eliyahu Navi can. And he says, contrary to popular belief, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Torah more than Klal Yisrael, I say, says Eliyahu Navi, that Hashem loves Bnei Yisrael more than He loves Torah. Tanaz ve'Eliyahu, Perek Yudalad. Now we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after giving the Torah to Moshe, Moshe takes the Luchos and he shatters the Luchos. And we have to wait till the very end of the Torah that Rashi tells us. Rashi says, "La'ina b'nei Yisrael," that of all the great things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, the greatest of them all was Shviros Haluchos, and with that, the Torah concludes itself. As if to say that this was a tremendous accomplishment on the part of Moshe, that he had the strength to be able to break Torah. And it truly is a tremendous feat that Moshe was able to accomplish. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Pei Zayin and Aleph, that there were three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Midaito. And one of them was the breaking of the Luchos. Moshe acted on his own free will in breaking the Luchos. And of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yashakayach Sheshibarta. We have to understand what it means, Yashakayach Sheshibarta. Of course, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with this and that by breaking the Luchos, Bnei Yisrael would be done as a Pnuya and not as an Arusa. So of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was made a Mesiras Nefesh. It was an Aveira Lishma in order to protect the Jewish people. But there's a deeper inyan in this as well. And I had this thought in Baruch Hashem, Rav Weinberger over Shabbos, in the Shabbos Joshua, he brought this out actually from the words of the Baba Chaveri, so I'm going to expand upon that more in Mitzvah Hashem, but Baruch Shekivanti Ledaitai. The whole purpose of creation, says the Zohar Kadosh, is for the concept of begin the Ishtamaydin Lay, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants himself to be known to the Jewish people. And we know that from Ma'isa Bereishis, that we don't really understand Hashem Yisbarach himself, we only understand Ma'isa Yadav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that from his actions we're able to know who he is. That the whole world was waiting, and we're being Bekitzi here Mamash, we're speaking about deep inyanim, but we're just trying to say a lot in very few words. That the whole world was waiting until Oysa Yom HaShishi, that sixth day of Sivan, for the giving of Torah. Because Ma'isa Bereishis wasn't alone enough to accomplish Begin the Shemaydin Lay. That we didn't know the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it says by Matan Torah, Panim B'Panim Dibar Hashem Imachem. That the experience of Matan Torah, greater than giving of Torah, was that it accomplished purpose of creation. Like we said before, Yom HaShishi, that the whole world was totally ve'omed until that day. That when Hashem gave Torah to Israel, it was more than just an experience of giving Torah. It was that which Chazal say, Anoichi stands for Ana Nafshi Kasas Yehavis, that Hashem revealed himself to the world, to the Jewish people. He gave himself to the Jewish people. That it was that through Klai Yisrael knowing themselves, they knew the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Torah was the vehicle for that. So really, the giving of Torah, Matan Torah itself, was the completion of Begin Dishtamaydun Lay. It was the completion and the mission that Hashem sought in the beginning of creation, of Begin Dishtamaydun Lay, as we know. At Haris Aladas, that the experience of Matan Torah was, At Haris Aladas, you were shown to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einot. It was Tachlis of Bria. In Tachlis of Bria is not just that there should be a nation who has Torah, as that through Torah there should be a nation who understands the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that was brought out through giving of Torah. Now this idea of begin the Ishtamaydin Lay, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be known, and that the world was waiting until Osi Yom HaShishi, when Hashem gave Torah to Bnei Yisrael, and that was a gewaltig shidduch between Torah and Bnei Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael v'Arayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadu. Nevertheless, after all is said and done, if I were to ask you after giving of Torah, that Hashem gives Torah to Bnei Yisrael, who does Hashem love more? Does he love Torah more? Or does he love the Jewish people more? Was the purpose that the Yidden should have Torah? Or is that the Torah should have Yidden? What would you say? You probably wouldn't know. It probably would not be clear yet to you what was the original intent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the real ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam in giving of Torah? And Memegla, because of that lack of clarity, the Yidden came to do the Cheder Egel. There was still a suffix. There was still a suffix, and there was still a lack of clarity in that Begin the Ishtamaydin Lay. Who is the Iker and who is the Tafel? And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Har, and he saw that the Jewish people were being Osek in the Ego, and he went ahead, and he donned the Kav HaChomer, and he broke the Luchos Midaita, because he saw what was on the line. And this is the Nekuda, Rabbi say. it's either going to be the death of the Jewish people, or it's going to be the death of the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was faced with a very grave choice. And he looked at the Yidden and he looked at the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was oimid al daitai. Midaito, he came to the understanding that he received at Sinai, that if I have to choose between the two, the Ratzon Ha'Elyon is that the Torah should break it in order to preserve the Jewish people. And Mimela, by the breaking of Torah, this was not merely Rabbi Yisai, a catastrophe, in that there was a giving of Torah, and now the Torah was taken away from the Jewish people, and all that we're left off with was just the Shirayim and the Psoilus of the Luchos. Fakert, we see that from there comes the Luchos Shnios, which are even greater than the Luchos Rishonos. The Luchos Shnios were given Me'ava, and the Luchos Rishonos were given Me'ira. As the Marv Shemesh says, like by the giving of the creation of the world, Hashem was all the B'dayitel to create the world B'midas Adin. Hashem saw it wouldn't last, so He created it. He's mitzvah for Achamim. That's called Luchos Shnios, which is mitzvah to Luchos Rishonos, says the Marv Shemesh. Luchos Shnios don't break, they're on a higher madrigal than Luchos Rishonos. And that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu means, that the second Luchos were born out of that Yashakarach Shishibata. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, but Haraya, there was a Luchos Shnios which Moshe made. But more than that, or secondary to that, maybe even more primary, that with the breaking of the Luchos was the culmination of Matan Torah. Because that began the Ishtamaydin Lay, that Birur which took place at Sinai, Yisrael v'Reis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chatu. Yet there's still a question, who does the Kadosh Baruch Hu love more, Torah or Yisrael? And Moshe broke the Luchos to save the Jewish people, that hidden in the Shavuos HaLuchos was that conclusion, was that limud. And then the breaking of the Luchos was the greatest limud of Matan Torah. That's really what the whole world was being mitzapa for. That it should be nizbarer. That Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Israel more than He loves Torah. Save the Jewish people at the expense of Torah. And we have that. That's a codified in Halacha. Bikuach nefesh is deicha. Every single life says Seisha b'Torah. Shouldn't say that exactly, because there's also Gimel Chamuros, that a Yid has to die. Really what it means is that the entire Jewish people, that's what it means. That when the entire Jewish people is faced with extermination, then there emerges a halacha, which is even higher than Bikuach Nefesh, which is even higher than Gimel Chamuros. But you have to look at the purpose. What has more purpose? You get to the Shoresh of the Nekuda, Yisrael the Torah, and Yisrael trumps Torah. That was a great accomplishment of the Ashikayach HaShashibat and the breaking of the Luchos. Now when you take a look at Rashi, it's very interesting. Rashi says, Eina mikra hazal eimer ele darshuni. And Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, Bishvil HaTorah, as it says, Reishis Darko, and Bishvil Yisrael, which is called Reishis Tuasa, which is the very same psukim which Eliyahu HaNavi brings here. And Eliyahu HaNavi says, most people think that Hashem loves Torah more than He loves Yisrael. I say that He loves Yisrael more than He loves Torah. And that comes out of what halacha? From the breaking of the Luchos. That one has to see within that fateful hour in the breaking of the Luchos that hidden there is the bearer for this question. That's a Chazal say, where can you find Eliyahu HaNavi? In a churba. That Eliyahu HaNavi knows how to look into the mekomos of churban and to be able to take out the greatest lessons. We find that also Baruch Hu ben Beis HaMikdash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem says, I would rather take out my wrath on the sticks and stones of the Beis HaMikdash than on Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yidden more than He loves the Beis HaMikdash. That golden streak of love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael behind the scenes. To find the love that Hashem has at every turn in Torah for the Jewish people. And Mimela, we see this theme also brought out by Pesach. When Hashem came to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, and it came down to the very last moment, will Bnei Yisrael be nishtakeya in the Sharnun of Tumah La'olam, or will He take them out? Hashem says, emergency, emergency. Right? How will they even go out? Not even a Malach can enter into the thick tomb of Mitzrayim. Hashem says, it's all on me. V'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim l'mablai l'hazel. Lazaya says, V'yavarti means Hashem says, I'm going to do an Aveira now. That it goes against the Torah. It's not befitting for me to go into Mitzrayim. It's a place of Avodah Zarah, of Tumah, everything. But the entire Jewish people is on the line. So what comes first? Torah or the Yidden? What's this whole world for? So at that moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Nisbayer. It was Nisbayer in that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yidden more than he loves Torah. That's called V'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim. And the same thing happened on Purim. That when Haman made a gzeira against the entire Jewish people, minar v'adzakim taf v'nashim, kol ha'yehudim lahashmit, and the entire Jewish person, every single one was on the line, that was the button which he pressed, which awakened this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yisrael more than he loves Torah. And that's why it says by Mordechai, v'yavur Mordechai. Chazal say that he did an aveira lishma, that he was over on Korban Pesach that year. Again, it's the idea that when the entire existence of the Jewish people is on the line, it's like an emergency button which is placed, which is being pressed, that it comes out the original intent of creation. Who does Hashem love more, Yisrael or Torah? And it's this bar that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Yisrael more than he loves Torah. That's called Vayavar Mordechai. What's interesting is that the Nes of Purim took place at the time of Pesach as well. Even deeper than that, we know that when Moshe came to break the Luchos, he was down to Kavachomer Midaita. What was the Kavachomer? From Korban Pesach. It says, if this in this Torah it says that you can't allow a mumer to eat from Korban Pesach, Kavachomer, the entire Torah you can't give to a mumer. And through the limud from Korban Pesach, he was able to break the Luchos. And Hashem says, Yashakayach Hashashibarta. And Mordechai HaTzadik is following in that path of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he saw the extermination of the Jewish people because of the Chet HaEgel. And he also was over in Korban Pesach. So he followed suit Moshe Rabbeinu exactly. And then a kud of Korban Pesach. And that's really why Purim is Milashon Heifeyu Teresecha. Eis Lasis Lashem. It was a time to act drastically. It's a halach in Torah which supersedes all the mitzvahs in Torah. That there's a caveat in Torah called Eis Lasis Lashem Heifeyu Teresecha. That's the emergency button. That when all of Israel is on the line, that's called Eis Lasos, that the whole creation of the world is called Asher Barer Elokim Lasos. And that's called the Eis Lasos Lashem, for a higher purpose called Hashem's purpose of creation, which is so ne'elam. But you say about that Heifeyu Teresecha, that your Torah will be bottled to that higher purpose, which is called Yisrael ultimately. I spoke about this many years ago, this idea of Heifeyu Teresecha being Milashon Purim, which is being Nisgala. Moshe Tzvi actually spoke about it recently when we sat together in YU. The idea of Heifeyu Teresecha, which emerges from Purim, which is rooted, of course, in Pesach as well. And because the Torah made itself bottle to the Jewish people, that's why there was a Hischatus in Torah. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. Nezai says v'kibel. That's referring to Moshe. There was an akuda of Moshe here. That anytime anything has a bittul, that it becomes ayin, when it comes back, it has a Hischatus. And since the Torah itself, Torah b'chula, was nisbatul at this moment to preserve the entirety of the Jewish people, the Neila Torah was nischadish again. That's called Megillas Esther. The Torah had his chachas, like Hudim Haisa, Oira, Oira is the Torah. There was a chidish in Torah. There was an illumination of Torah. Because it was nisbatul itself and became ayin in order to save the Jewish people, which is the Yeshus, which is the real Yeshus. Yisrael is Milashon Yeshus. And the only one who can do that is Moshe. And that's why, although Rashi doesn't bring it, Chazal say Bereishis Bishvil Moshe. So there's really three Bereishises. There's Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael, and Bishvil Moshe. And the way it works is as follows. There's Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael, and Bereishis Bishvil HaTorah. And that's what Rashi says, HaPasak Azeh Omer Darshuni. What Rashi is alluding to here is that you need to know how to Darish the Torah to know which is primary, the Bishvil HaTorah or the Bishvil Yisrael. And the only one who can be Darish that is Moshe. And that's why it says, Bishvil Moshe. Bereishis Bishvil Moshe. Moshe is the one who has the das to know how to be Mavchen, which is greater, Torah or Yisrael. And that emerged from the Shiras Aluchos. And Memeida, we know that you have to be Mekasher, the Sefer Torah with the Tchilas HaTorah. No Sefer B'Tchilasa. And being that the end of Torah ends with what? Le'enik Yisrael. The Rashi brings what, Rav Isai? Yashakayach to Moshe for breaking the Luchos. If you're Mekash at the end of Torah with the beginning of Torah, what do you have? You have Moshe Rabbeinu's Shvuas HaLuchos, which is Mevayer, the first Rashi in Torah, which is greater, Torah Yisrael. That's called the Bishvil Moshe, which comes to be Mevayer, the Bishvil Reishis of Yisrael or the Reishis of Torah. And that's Marum is in the last word of Torah and the first word of Torah. What's the last word in Torah? Yisrael. What's the first word in Torah? Bereishis. So when you're Mekash at the end of Torah with the beginning of Torah, that itself is teaching you that there's a Birur here. That if you want to know what the real Bereishis is the real Reishis Bishvil Yisrael Bishvil HaTorah? When you're Mekash at the Sof HaTorah with the beginning of Torah, that's called the Birur of this Inyan. But you have to be able to look at it in that way, in that backwards way. If you know how to be Mekash at the end of things with the beginning of things, if you have such a das, which is called Netzach, Nitzchias, that even when you come to an end, you begin, Moshe is called Netzach. Moshe has that Kairach. So in Mekash at the end with the beginning, we may be able to see with clarity the real Oimek HaInyan, that final Birur, that after all is said and done, and you think you've come to the climax of the beginning, the Shemayim, the giving of Torah, Panim, Panim, Shemayim, there's still one last Teiku, and you need a Das of Moshe, a Das of Eliyahu HaNavi to come, and to be Mavarfi, that final Nekuda, who is more? Avas Yisrael or Avas HaTorah? The Torah is for Yisrael. Yisrael is the real reason. And that's why every person has a chiyuv to say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. I'm part of Klai Yisrael, and every person in Klai Yisrael represents the entirety of Klai Yisrael. That's what Moshe represents, all 600,000 of Klai Yisrael. Thanks to Moshe, we have an understanding that every Jew has to say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. And you need the Das of Moshe. And that's what Rashi says, Darshuni. Because where do you find in Torah, who's called the big Dorash in Torah? Moshe. The center of Torah says, Dorash, Dorash, Moshe. Moshe is called the biggest Darshuner. That's what Rashi says. You need Darshuni. You need to bring Moshe here. You need the Bishvil Moshe here to be Mavar, the Indian of Bereshit Yisrael, Yisrael Bishvil HaTorah. And Mordechai had that koach also. Because Mordechai is called Dorash Toiv La'amai. Dorash is the koach of Moshe. Tov is Torah. Toiv la'amo means that he's Dairish, that the Toiv is really for the Amai. That the Torah, which is called Ein Tov Ela Torah, is really for Bnei Yisrael. It's not the opposite. It's not that the Yidden are for the Torah and Hashem really wants Torah. Could have been that way. We don't know Hashem's Das. We have no one other Hashem's Das. It could be that really everything is for Torah and even Klai Yisrael is for the Torah. But really that's not the case. Mordechai taught the Yidden when he pushed this button. Haman pushed the button because he wanted to exterminate every single last Jew. Now it's Torah versus Israel. And that gave Mordechai the license to be Vayav and Mordechai, just like Moshe was, based on that Nekudah Korban Pesach. But he had that Das of Moshe. Dorish Toiv La'amai. And that's how the Megillah concludes. Dorish Toiv La'amai. If you want to know how this all happens, that's the Bikatzlach of Mordechai. He's Dorish Toiv La'amai. He has a Koyach of Darshuni, of Bimakash, of Seifa Torah, B'tchilasa, to Bimavar, B'reshiz Yisrael, or B'reshiz Yisrael Torah, like it says here. I love Yidden more than I love the Torah. And really, Rabbi said this happens every single year on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we come to that place that the Satan makes such a kitcher against the Jewish people that it doesn't seem like we have any fighting chance to be able to have another year. Who can possibly say that they have more mitzvahs than Averis, that we actually serve the Baruch Hashem the way that we're supposed to? And then he's Ma'ari that kitchug from the beginning of creation, Ma Enosh Kisis Kirenu. What is an Enosh? He's not an Adam, he's just an Enosh. And then Hashem brings out the secret weapon, that's called the Shofar. And the Shofar saves the day. That at the very last moment, when there's no hope, there's seemingly no hope, and there's going to be no Jewish people anymore, and there's not going to be a world anymore, and this happens every single year. Malachim Yechafezun, V'gilra Adar Yechezun. What's going to be with the world? Who can stand? And then out comes a secret weapon called the Shofar, and the Satan gets into a frenzy, and the whole world is saved. At the last moment, there's a big simcha called Yom Kippur, and goes to that. What is the secret of the Shofar? The Rizal says the secret of the Shofar is the admimus of the Pnei Tokea, that the face of the Tokea becomes red. What that means is that his face becomes illuminated with the light of Adam HaRishon. And Hashem says, oh! Now the purpose of creation I see. What does that mean? The pshat is that even though the Yidden were over in all the mitzvahs in Torah, the Shofar brings down the Nekudah called the whole world is for Yisrael. Who cares if they were over in all the mitzvahs in Torah? that when every single last Jew realizes that he has no chance to be Oymid Bedin, and the whole existence of the Jewish people is exterminated because there's such a kitcher like Haman Lesman, the other Lishan Mishnah Gaaman. Nobody could stand up against the kitcher of Haman. Every last Jew. Even a Moshe Rabbeinu can't stand up against it. Out comes the secret weapon, the shofar, saves the day because the shofar proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world is Bishvil Yisrael. The shofar is that sod. Ashri ha'am yoydei tura Hashem ba'or panecha ya'alichlin. When the or panin comes out and Hashem looks at the face of the tokei and he says, oh, look, I see now just a semblance of the purpose of creation. I see this Yisrael which I had in mind from the beginning of creation on the face of the tokei. That his face is illuminated. Hashem says, okay, so you know we're over Amitz and Torah. But what's the purpose of Torah anyways? It's for the Yidden. Get things straight over here. There's a Bishino world because they're over in Torah. Torah doesn't come first. Yisrael comes first. I love Yidden more than I love the Torah. And that's, again, that's contrary to public belief. And that's why it takes a shofar to do that. Because like Eliyahu Navi says, Aval en yedei eiz mehem koidem. Darkam shol b'ni adam oymim haTorah kadma. But I say Yisrael kadmu. That I say comes out of the shofar. That's the das of Moshe. That's the das of Eliyahu Navi. When you blow that shofar. That's why the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Moshe is the shofar. Like the Gemara says many times, Moshe shapir ka'amit. Moshe shapir means when the shofar blows, that's called Moshe. The Minayim says, Moshe Omar is gematria shofar. The shofar is Moshe speaking. It represents the das of Moshe, which is in this gala. Ashri ha'am yoyidei surua. That's called Ashri ha'am. Because when the shofar blows, that's truly an Ashri ha'am. That the Torah is for me, that's gevaldik. That's a tremendous celebration. Like Rabbi Nachman says, based on the Zohar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Oiv Yisrael and he's Oiv Mishpat. And Hashem loves Yisrael more than he loves Mishpat. That's the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Mishpat is just another word for Torah. Hashem loves the Yidden and Hashem loves Mishpat. He loves the Torah. It's called the Zah. And Hashem says, I love the Jewish people more than I love the Torah. That's the secret of the Shofar. To be mevar this suffix, any idea who Hashem loves more. Popular belief is the Satan talking. I say, says Moshe. I say, says the Shofar. I say, says Eliyahu Navi, that Hashem loves the Yidden more than he loves the Torah. That's what we find in the Megillah. There's a special shout out to the Jewish people. The Medrash says, and the Medrash Agada, Allah Yehudim Haisa Arda Vesimcha Vesasin Vikar. So the Medrash says, "I'll call mitzvah u'mitzvah maskev bnei Yisrael shehim bikarim lefei mishamar v'haya olam." As it says, "Ha ben yakar li Ephraim im yelet shashuhim, v'lehudim haisa yakar." The Medrash learns that when it says "la Yehudim haisa oira v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar," that the word yakar is going back on the Yehudim. If you want to know who's yakar, the Yehudim are called yakar. That comes out of the Megillah because that's the teaching of Mordechai. Dorish toiv le'amai. The Mordechai was the Das of Moshe, is Mevar to the Jewish people, that Hashem loves many things. But if you want to know who's truly precious to Hashem, you are truly precious to Hashem. That's Dafka from the Megillah that comes out. As the Pasuk says, Ha ben yakir li Ephraim im yelet shashuim. Even the word Ephraim that Hashem uses out of all the Shvatim, Bnei Yisrael here are called Ephraim, is Milashem Purim. Because that represents called Heferu Teresecha. That from Heferu Teresecha you see that Hashem loves the Jewish people more than he loves the Torah. And again, it's against popular belief. But that needs to be this gala through Gili Eliyahu, to the Das of Moshe. It's a secret which Moshe reveals through the Shofar. It's unspoken. It's called the Maimer of Bereishis, which is a call without any words. And the accomplishment of the Megillah is that the Megillah puts into words the secret of the Shofar. That it's not this gala by the Shofar. The real secret of Shofar, that Hashem loves the Jewish people more than he loves the Torah. Chuvas Ma'isa L'Netzach means that through the Megillah, there's a Gilui. In words, what the Shofar taught us 6 months ago, that Hashem loves Yidden more than he loves Torah. That's why the Gemara says, Hainu time of the Shofar, Hainu time of the Megillah. Right, that's the halacha that you can't carry a Megillah on Shabbos, you can't carry a Shofar on Shabbos. You may come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, Shema Yavirenu, which even that Yavirenu goes back to the Bayavar Mordechai, Yavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the Shvuah Saluch was that of the Yerushma, Shema Yavirenu. Because there's a Navera which is associated with these things. So there's a very valid Chashash Rabbanan have. This is not the time for that. But the Megillah expresses in words the secret of the Shofar. And there's a lot to do with Rosh Hashanah, the whole Indian of Balalahu and Adadash Nasamalach, the Kirchiv Yashna Machar, Inyanim in Kabbalah of the Dormita and the sleeping of the Zab, Chule. All these things are not for now, but there's a very strong keshet between the two things. Hain time of the Shofar, hain time of the Megillah. And as we said before, this is Nisgale al Yedei Eliyahu HaNavi. He's Mevar the Shaila. This is the Das of Moshe, the Darshuni, the Dars Dash Moshe, the Mevar, the Rishis of Torah, and the Rishis of Israel. This is really the secret, which is alluded to here in this Eliyahu Rabbah, that Hashem says, I have an Igeres that I'm sending to my Isha and to my Banim. What's the meaning of an Igeres? The Igeres is a remnant of the Megillah. Because we know the Megillah is called an Igeres. And what the Medrash is alluding to here in Eliyahu Navi, a mashal of a king sending an Igeres to his Ishan Banim, that I love you more than I love the Makom, as if to say, that through the Igeres, which is the Megillah, this is the spire. How so? Because when Bnei Yisrael went into Galus, the Shekhinah went with them. And Mordechai was the one who understood that. That's why every time in the Megillah it says HaMelech, Stam HaMelech, is referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shechinta b'galusa. Mordechai understood that Hashem loves Yidden more than he loves Torah. And if he didn't, then the Shechina would never have left Eretz Yisrael to come with them. But from the fact that the Shechina went with us into Galus shows, I love you, my wife and my children, more than I love the Makom. I love you more than I love Eretz Yisrael. I love you more than the Torah dictates. Torah dictates that the Shechina shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. Why should I go down to Mitzrayim? Why should I go down to Bavel? Hashem says, no, v'yavarti, I will go down with you there. Because I love you so much, because you can't survive without me. The whole Jewish people, the whole Shechinta Begalusa is an Aveira Lishma. But Mordechai understood that, v'yavar Mordechai. That's why it's called an Igeres, and Hashem says, I love my Ishan Banim more than the Mako. That's the Masa B'nei Yisrael and Bavel. That's the Masa B'nei Yisrael and Paras and Madai. This is really also the secret of drinking Ad L'Yada. And we quote this many times. The Arizal says that although you say Baruch Mordechai, you come to say Baruch Haman. What that really means for our purposes is the idea that popular belief is that Hashem says Baruch Mordechai. That Hashem loves Torah. When you come to the place of Ad L'Yada, you come to a Das of Eliyahu Navi. You come to the Das of Moshe, which it says Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in a place called L'Yada Ishes Kvurasai. When you come to that Das of Moshe, you understand, no, not like the popular belief, contrary to popular belief, that everybody says, Darkon shal b'nei adam ha'im ha'torah kadma, because it says, Hashem kanani reishis darko. Darko is the osios, Mordechai is derech yom, or derech mi. It means like popular belief, that's called reishis darko. But I say no, koilish yisrael Hashem, reishis tfuasa. That's called baruch haman. That what was disqualified by the masses, the Das Yachid, Das Yechida Shel Olam is, no, Baruch Haman, even if it's not popular belief, but it has to be in the state of Ad L'Yada to know that. Like it says here, Aval Eini Yedea Ein Zmehem Koidem. And when you say Eini Yedea, then you have that Das of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu is Mevar, that Hashem loves Yisrael more than he loves Torah. That's the teiku which Eliyahu becomes to Paskin. That's why Haman's death was Ali Dehu, Charvona Zechulatov. Chazal say Eliyahu is Charvona. Why is it called Charvona? Because we find Eliyahu in a Churbin. Kedafka in the matzah of Bnei Yisrael's churban was in the skala even more so Yisrael that Hashem loves more than Torah. In that churban, in churban Beis Hamikdash, Hashem says, I would rather choose Bnei Yisrael than have them be untouched and at the expense of the churban Beis Hamikdash. That's Das of Eliyahu. The Das of Eliyahu is in the skala more in the matzah of churban. That's the Das of Ad L'Yada. That's why the difference between Torah and Yisrael, Yisrael's gematria 541, Torah's gematria 611, the difference is 70. 70 is gematria yayin, because through the yayin which we drink on Purim, the Vesume, you're able to tell the difference how to be mavchem between Torah and Yisrael. So therefore, coming back to what we started from Purim, and from Purim, we come to the Shvira Saluchos. Because in the same way that Purim is Mavarata, through this Das of Mordechai, Dorish Tev La'amo, that when you have to come to that completion of that Atah HaReisa L'Das, the Begin the Shemaydin Lay, who is it for? Is it for the Yidin or is it for Torah? The Torah is for Yisrael. And that's the great lesson of the Shvira Saluchos, the greatest lesson of all time. The Torah concludes with this. This is the greatest Shevach Tamaisha. That in the Shvira Saluchos, in the Churban of these Luchos, Hashem taught that which he wants the Yidden to know. Yisrael Bereshis. This is the Darshuni. This is the Doras Darash Maisha. This is the Bereshis Bishvil Maisha, which is able to mevayer that the Bereshis of Yisrael is greater than the Bereshis of Torah, of which each person has to say, Bishvili Nevar Olam. Every Jew is that Yisrael. So it's a tremendous chizuk for us. Going into Pesach, that the great lesson of the Megillah is, La'yehudim ha'isa yakar, that every single Jew is the most precious to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why, Tshuas al Yisrael Netzach, the great lesson of Eliyahu, of Mordechai, this task of Moshe for all generations, is that a Jew should know, Chavivin Yisrael shenikrem ban lamakom, that they were given the Kleichemda. That's our Chavivus. That Hashem gave us the Kleichemda. That Hashem says, you are primary to me, Tyre is secondary to me. That's what emerges from the whole Mayas of Kisisa, Shavuos Haluchos, from the Purim, which we zechah to go all year round with that Chavivus, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much He loves us, and with that then strengthen our Avodah to Mekabel, Pnei Pshiach, the Kingdom, Amen.